Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Surfing Santas in Cocoa Beach. Hey, we're going to be up there for the event this year, so come say hi or check out our live stream that we're going to have going on during the event. Hey, kind of small out there today, knee high with a couple lucky bigger sets for most. Now, strong northwest winds are pushing down the surf in most spots. You might get lucky around New Smyrna Beach because they're going to kind of catch that northwest a little better, but otherwise, not really too much going on. On Thursday, winds start brisk and onshore, but they kind of vary in strength and direction as this area of high pressure moves over the state. Wind should be pretty moderate by the afternoon, and we might see just a little tick up in wave size, with a thigh, maybe a couple bigger sets out there, and it's looking to be pretty decently clean. Now looking ahead, we see a little dip in the surf on Friday with moderate onshore winds. There might be a touch more size south of the Cape. I'm still seeing the possibility for a little bump on Saturday. This area of high pressure has kind of gone a little further south than we were expecting and the models were kind of forecasting. We'll see southeast winds that are going to chop things up a little bit, probably in the low teens. On Sunday, we're looking at strong south winds, so a south protected spot is going to be the way to go if you're planning to paddle out. Now, winds shift to the north for the start of next week, setting up for choppy north wind swell conditions, turning onshore and bringing some more bigger chunky wind swell for later in the week. Now, the models are in a bit of a disagreement for what's going to happen midweek as this area of low pressure moves over the state and in the Atlantic. So kind of stay tuned for that because some of them are saying onshore winds, some of them are saying offshore winds. So it's kind of up in the air at the moment, but I'm going to keep an eye on that and let you guys know what that's going to do. I'll be back again on Friday. Should have much better agreement on the models and what this wind's going to do next week. And until then, be sure to check the cams. That's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks so much for checking out Surf Guru.